Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. We love stories of courage and brotherhood, whether it's soldiers on the battlefield or faithful friends in the trenches of life. In 2 Samuel chapter 23, verses 8 through 12, we are introduced to the mighty men of David. These warriors were made of grit and resolve, but more than that, they were men shaped by a leader with courageous faith. Like Richard Winters and his men and band of brothers, these men were forged in the fires of adversity, bound together by a vision greater than themselves. David, in contrast to Saul, was a leader who inspired loyalty, not through fear, but through his walk with God. Courageous faith has a contagious quality. It spreads. David believed in God's promises and fought in righteous battles, and that courage overflowed to his men. They didn't fight for personal glory, but for the honor of the Lord and the welfare of Israel. And so faith that is real doesn't hide in a corner. It stands up, and when it does, it strengthens the spines of others around them. Billy Graham once famously said, "When a brave man takes a stand, the spines of others are stiffened." And this is the call to us, to stand in bold faith so that others may do the same. Your courage could be the catalyst for someone else's obedience. Here are three ways that you can pray about this today. Ask God to strengthen your faith so that it inspires others. Pray for courage to take righteous stands in a fearful world. And ask the Lord to surround you with others who pursue godly courage. Here are two peoples you can pray for: Larry Wood and his wife Tammy, our European coordinators, and the Polish LifeWord broadcast for the people of Poland. And here's one last thought. Courageous faith doesn't stand alone. It multiplies, strengthens others, and advances the kingdom.